The Bell Ringers, a novel by Henry Porter, narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2009 by Henry Porter. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Henry Porter and Janklow and Nesbitt Associates, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. A Death Explained. First was the fall, then came the death, and the death erased all memory of the fall, which was in any case handled in a very British way. The story of how David Iam was cast from the highest circles of government was no more than a footnote at the inquest, which followed hearings into a teenage road fatality and the electrocution of a tractor driver whose grab snagged overhead power lines. Yet if there had been a programme that March morning for High Castle's newly refurbished coroner's court, David Iam's name would have been at the top, as much due to his former positions as acting head of the Joint Intelligence Committee and a succession of unspecified roles in the Prime Minister's inner circle, as to the tourist's film from Cartagena in Colombia, which contained the record of his very last moments on Earth. The recording was played on three television screens, and the sounds of the Colombian evening filled the provincial calm of the court with the heat and exuberance and doom of Central America. The camera jerked from a bell tower, around which white doves circled, to a line of balconies bedecked with flowers, typical of Cartagena's colonial district, then to a street vendor carrying baskets of fruit from a yoke that seemed to be made from part of a bicycle frame. It moved with such speed that the people sitting nearest the screens recoiled, as though this would steady the shot for them. Kate Lockhart, seated in the second row, remained still, her eyes watching the clock on the top right-hand corner.